Caroline Dallas, with the Aqua Timoni, points out on the pasuk of Netzor Lashon Chamira Usfasecha Midaber Mirma that we have a concept of Hamoves Vachayim Biyad Halashon. And then Bialkut over there brings a Maisa Shahaya. Maisa Haya Melach Paras Shechala. Amrulo Harofim Inlacha Rifua Achi Avilacha Chalav Livia, milk from a female lioness. Vinaase Lacha Rifua. Ana Echad Vamar Ani Avilacha to the king Chalav Livia Imritzoncha Utnuli Eser Izim. Amar La Avadav, the king told Avada Shiit Nulo. Nosnulo halach legov harayot, hayasham levia achat mineket gureha, yom echad amad mirachok hishlichla eiz echad vaachala. Yom shenin et karev la maat hishlicha cheref la, asa ken ad shahaya mesachek ima, lakach mechalava vachazago. That he came up with an etza of how to get close to the lioness and got the milk. Ukeshahaya vachatzi haderech, then Ro'ah Bachalom, then he fell asleep and he had a dream. Hayu Eivorim Meratzin Ze Im Ze, that the Eivorim of his own body were having a fight one with the other. Haraglayim Omrim Ein B'chol Ha'Eivorim Domim Lanu Shim Lo Halachnu Anu Lo Ha'Yachol Likach Hachalav, that this act of Gvura, of getting the milk from the lioness, was because of the legs of the individual that brought him close to the lioness. Hayadayim Omrim We were the ones who had to milk the lioness. It's all because of the idea that I put into this person's mind. Someone had to tell the king that we're going to bring the milk, and nothing would have occurred had it not told the king. They all ganged up on the lashon. Ech lo yoreita lehidamot eleinu va'at b'makom chashuch ein bach etza kibishar evarim. You're the bottom of the heap. Amar lahem, said the Lashon, told the other evarim, hayom tomru sh'ani shaleit aleichem. Shama ha'ish et advarim. And this person woke up, had a strange dream, didn't know what to do with it. Halach el ha'melech. Amar lei, adoni ha'melech, helach chalav kalavta. Here is the milk from a female dog. Kotzav HaMelech, that this person is making fun of him, he went to get milk from a lioness, bringing him milk from a dog. Tziv HaMelech L'tloso. Kishaholach, Hitzilu Ha'ivarim Lufkot. Amar lehem halashon lo amarti aleichem she'en bachem mamash. Im ani matzelet etzchem, tedu shani aleichem. Amar latolin oso, hashivuni el HaMelech. Ulai enatzel. Heshivu Eilav. Amarle Lama Tzivisa Litlosi. Amarle, King told him, Hevesali Chalav Kalbata. Amarle, Maich Patlacha, Tielacha Rifua. Vaod Levia Kalba Karile. Lachlimenu, Nisuota, Matsua Chalav Levia. And he lived happily ever after. Amrulo Haivarim, Harionu Modin Lacha, Harihamoves Vachayim, Biyad Halasha. That's the story. Sometimes it's in a kid's book. Maybe Art Scroll has a book, I don't know, where the story is illustrated. But I'm reading the story because in the last year I used an expression that I've never used in my life. I don't even know where the expression came from. I don't even know, you know, if I ever even saw it in a book. I probably heard it, otherwise I wouldn't have used it. But it's not an expression that I normally use. And I felt, in other words, when I said it, I was so embarrassed, you know, I couldn't even look at you in the eyes, and that I'd go back to the story and see whether I'd find a remez in the story as to why someone would say something that he never thought of saying. So the story says that it's basically to tell the person, to tell the individual, you have to realize the chashivus of Lashon, because the Lashon, Hamavis Vachayim Biyad HaLashon, that everything is totally in Lashon. And so, you know, as I'm trying to understand where else I was nichshal, that Kosh Baruch Hu wanted me to to have to face myself in the eye that kind of read that my lashon is not a proper lashon. So firstly, I apologize for using an expression that I've never used. I have no idea where it came from. Secondly, I also want to apologize for feeling that a rabbi is supposed to be like Malach Hashem Tzvakot, and clearly a Malach Hashem Tzvakot would only use lashon that's purely naki and tahar. And so if there's anyone who feels, you know, upset and doesn't want to continue learning the shiur, I understand. It's I don't know what to say other than I'm very, very sorry, and I'll try and do a proper tshuva in terms of lashon.
No one heard.
Okay, let's continue. Or let's begin. Okay, Daf Lamed Aleph. We were over here in terms of the sugya of Eidus Mukheshes, and Tosos Alatar on Daf Lamed Aleph, and Aleph raises a stira appears within Rava. On one hand, when we have the situation where we have two sets of Eidim, and they contradict one another in terms of the chazaka, and in terms of the avasa, that's not contradicted. Rava says, ha edus mukcheshesi, that the whole thing falls off. Everything falls off, that they've lost their ne'emonus in this area. Edus mukcheshesi. Rav Nachman disagrees with the Rava holds. Tosis asks, Rava in Baba Kama holds, eid zomeim mikanu lahaba hu nifsal. And the assumption of Tosis is that the order over here was the order of that the Gemara mentions. First he said Shel Avosai, and then he continued that he has Shnos Chazaka. Hai Aisi Sahadei Da Avosai V'Achle Shnei Chazaka. Hai Aisi Sahadei Da Achle Shnei Chazaka. That the Edom that had the two Haggadahs, the first Haggadah was not contradicted. The second Haggadah, that's the Haggadah that was Mukhash, Achla Shnei Chazaka, where you have another set of Eidim, say Achla Shnei Chazaka. According to Rava L'shitaso Mikanu Lahaba Hu Nifsal, why does the Gemara say over here, Ha'idus Mukheshesi? That's Tosis's question. The question is asked by all the Rishonim. Right? Tosis asked the question, the Ramban asked the question, Tosis Rid asked the question. All the Rishonim asked the same question, and there are different directions in terms of answers. Tosis's first answer is that it's a knockout question. There's no way of resolving the issue between these two sources. If you hold that Eid Zomim Chidishu Umikanu Lahaba Hu Nifsal, I'm sorry. If you hold that you have a principle that Mikanu Lahaba Hu Nifsal, it doesn't go together with the world of Eidus Mukheshes. So Tosis comes out that since the Gemara over there gives two reasons why Rava says Mikanu Lahaba Hu Nifsal, one of them that's Din B'chol HaTorah Kula. That's called Pseda D'Lekuchos. Pseda D'Lekuchos, we don't want to hurt people who are unaware that there were issues. It's only Mikanu Lahaba Hu Nifsal. That's a Din B'chol HaTorah Kula. And then we have a stira between Rava Bayas and Rava Baba Kama. However, since there's a lashon of the Gemara that says that Eitzomim Chidushu, if we take that Eitzah, we distinguish between the two sugyas. When you have a case of Eitzomim, which is a Chidush, then you go Mikano Lahaba. When we have a case of Hakchasha, which is a Svara, then we say that goes even Lamafreya. That's the first direction of Tosfos. Ulishna Dahavi, time of the Rava, Mishum de Eitzomim Chidushu, Ve'en Lochabor, Mishas Chidusho, Necha. Ava lishna d'befarish time of the rabbi shum seder d'lekuchos hachinami nehem dinu. That should be a din b'chol HaTorah Kula. Why should there be more of an issue of seder d'lekuchos by hazama than by hakchasha? That should be a din b'chol HaTorah Kula. Okay, that's in other words, Tosa says that the question basically doesn't have a solution if we're going to assume that the Gemara Baba Kama is a din that applies to psul edus b'chlal, not just to eid zomim. And then we have a stira within Rava. That's Tosis's direction. Within other Rishonim, we'll come back to the Rivon in a minute. Within other Rishonim, we have Ukimtos. We have Ukimtos to try and solve the problem. What's the Ukimta of the Ramban? What's the Ukimta of the Ramban? You can have your cake and eat it. Inachinami mikano lahabahu nifso. And yet inachinami over here, ha'edus mukheshet. How can you have the two working together?
Over here is tough to eat.
Toch kedei dibur. Namely, there's a sugya a little later on over there in Baba Kama that deals with Eidos Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula. When we're dealing with Eidos Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula, it's irrelevant if the first part of the Eidos was the issue or the second part of the Eidos was the issue. It's one Eidos. Toch kedei dibur combines the two Haggadahs into being one Haggadah. And so we'll say that over here, Inachinami, the Psul Eidos is Mikano Lahaba. However, Eidos Shebatla Miktsasa Batla Kula, namely that the Mikan Ulahaba starts from Mikan. Mikan Ulahaba. Mikan is the Eidos of Hakrasha on the level of Kat, and on the level of Chazaka, and that includes the Toch Kedei Dibur, which may have been a bit before, but Toch Kedei Dibur is always viewed as Vasachas. So Mikan Ulahaba means from this Eidos and onwards, this Eidos, Vasachas, contains Eidos on the Av, and Eidos on the Chazakah. That's the direction of the Ramban. And Ukim Tav Toch Kedei Dibur. Those who looked at the Tosfos in Baba Kama, Satos Baba Kama raised this as an option and shut it down. That he felt that Toch Kedei Dibur, still we would have a din of Mikan Olahaba. That Mikan Olahaba means not from during the Eidos, Mikan Olahaba means from after the Eidos. And so Toch Kedei Dibur wouldn't help. But the Ramban over here views as the Ukim Tav. Tosfos Rid tries to set up another ukimta. What's the ukimta of Tosfos Rid? Nachon. That even though the Gemara over here appears to say the case that we have high icy sade da vase the achish ne chazaka, what he meant was high icy sade da achish ne chazaka u da vase. Flips the order. And so in achinami, mikano lahaba means from after the edus of the chazaka and onwards, and after the edus of the chazaka, then we have the edus of the avas. Another ukimta, okay, you can have an ukimta of Toch Kedei Dibur, you can have an ukimta of flipping the order. The Riva over here tries to give a conceptual distinction between the two sugyos, between the sugya in Baba Kama and our sugya in Baba Basra. Sugya in Baba Kama is talking about the eduyos are Gneva and Tvicha. The sugya by us, the two eduyos are the Avasa and Achesh Nechazaka. Ulrivan Nira, about 6 lines from the bottom of Tosos, the lo dami hachtahocha lahid meruba. You don't have to come on to an ukimta, you don't have to come on to the lashon of the Gemara of Eidzomim Chidushu, but rather we have an intrinsic issue which would apply to the world of Eidos in general, which we always going to have to ask ourselves. If we want to know if we're going to be posel the mafreya or mikano lahaba, there's one question that we have to ask ourselves in terms of the nature of the relationship between the two eduyas. The Hasam Gneva Utvicha Tre Mileninu. And then we say, according to Rava, Mikano Lahabahu Nifsal. Ulahachia Gneva de Loitsum, Loitsum, Kevan de Lahabahu Nifsal. Avalhachla ki iskachusha achila iskachush name ahavasa. Da vasa below achila lo mahani. Namely, that over here we have only one mile. We have one inyan. We're dealing over here with a distinction between what we'll call Eidus, what the Gemara calls a bit later on, the Eidus Acheres or Osa Eidus. Tvicha and Machira is Eidus Acheres. When you're dealing with Eidus Acheres, then it goes Mikano Lahaba. When you're dealing with Osa Eidus, then that is Mufka even Lumafreya. It's Oso Eidus. That's the distinction of Tosfos. But Tosfos himself was disturbed, the very last line of Tosfos. Umihu akate de choshev le gemara ke'edus acheres lo asi shapir. And Tosfos was bothered by the shakla vetaria of the Gemara. This distinction between edus achas and edus acheres is brought in the Gemara, but it's brought as a maskana. Currently, the Gemara is standing in its havamina. Namely, the question is, what's the relationship between Rava and Rav Huna? In the Havamina of the Gemara, Rava is Rav Chista, and Rav Nachman is Rav Huna. That's where we're holding currently. In the Maskan of the Gemara, Rava ad kan lo kama Rav Huna el Eidus Acheres, abel osa Eidus lo. This distinction between Eidus and Acheres and osa Eidus is brought in the Maskan of the Gemara. And currently we're in the Havamina of the Gemara. In the Havamina of the Gemara, we view Av and Chazaka as one Eidus. The Gemara doesn't view this as a relevant criteria. It's not, we don't move it over to the world of that this is eight. Sorry, it's like Eidos Acheres. It's there's no nafkamina between Eidos Acheres and Osa Eidos. And so in the Havamina of the Gemara, to make the distinction that the Gemara makes in the Maskana, Tosos feels that's lo asi shapir, namely that there is a distinction, but within the Mahalach of the Sugya, Tosos feels that we have a problem, that the Riva sort of self-destructs. It offers a distinction which is a distinction which is meaningful in the Maskana, but not a distinction which is meaningful in the Havamina. Now tell me, is this, can you get around this issue? Is this issue overwhelming, this Umihu akate de choshev le gemara keidus acheres lo asi shapir, that now that we're in the Havamina of the Gemara and we're identifying Rava with Rav Chista, and we can't identify Rava with Rav Huna because Rav Huna says that zo me'idu lifnei atzma v'zo me'idu lifnei atzma. Only in the Maskana do we say that Rava can go like Rav Huna. Rav Huna spoke with Eidus Acheres, and here we're talking about Osa Eidus. To take that line of the Maskana and to put it into the Havamina is lo asi shapir. What do you say? Is this really a lo asi shapir? Is this really what the Riva is doing? Yes?
I think it could be that if he meant that there were one Eidus, like we're going to say in the Maskana of the Gemara, then you wouldn't have like, had to come to the Svara of that Apasa lo achilasa lo mahani, meaning that, because if he would have just said that, he would have said something along the lashon of like chad tochein on one purpose, but he seems to have an additional lashon of that they have an inherent connection that Apasa without achila is nothing.
Okay, so take what you're saying and now try and understand what is really the distinction between what the Riva did and what the Gemara is doing. Yes?
Eidus Acheres is referring to a future Eidus, not
referring to... Eidus Acheres is this case. In other words, the Gemara... The Gemara says, Rav Amar, Ad kan lo kama Rav Huna. When did Rav Huna say, Zobaf ne'atzum me'ida, Zobaf ne'atzum me'ida, only Eidus Acheres? Aval Osa Eidus, namely our situation where they're both both stories, the story of the father and the story of the chazaka, relate to the same karka, there Rava would agree with Rav Nachman, Rav Chista that Bahade Sade Shakre Lamali, that it would be possible. And that's the distinction basically that the Riva wants to give over here. That Neva and Tvicha, that's Eidus Acheres. And there we would say Mikano Lahaba. Masha Enkein, over here we're dealing with Osa Eidus. So Eitan is correct, that Tosva, that the Riva was careful in his lashon, didn't use the terminology of the Gemara, but I'm asking what is this difference between what the Riva is saying and what the Gemara is saying?
I'm
allowed now to understand Daniel. That we're dealing over here really with apples and oranges. The Gemara later on is talking about according to Rav Huna. Tosus over here is talking Aliba de Rav Chista. Namely, according to Rav Huna states that sometimes Bichlal, after a Hakasha, the Eduyot are not Psulot. Sometimes Hakasha brings about a Psul, sometimes it doesn't bring about a Psul. When does it bring about a Psul? If it's Osa Edus. When doesn't it bring about a psul? If it's Eidus Acheres. When we're dealing over here with Osa Eidus, then we are already, you're not Ne'eman on this Eidus. You're not going to be Ne'eman with this Eidus with a different story. You're not Ne'eman on this Karka. That's what Rav Huna is saying. Masha Enkein, when we're dealing with Eidus Acheres, you have a Cheskas Kashrus. We have a suffix about you in one area. Doesn't mean we're going to knock you off in another area. Now, as the Gemara later on, when it distinguishes between Eidus Achas and Eidus Acheres, is asking, are you going to be Pasul? Are you not going to be Pasul? Over here, in other words, when Rava is saying, Ho Eidus Mokreshesi, the Gemara is assuming that Rava is like Rav Chista. Rav Chista holds you're always going to be Pasul when you're a Mokresh. It's not a question. There's never a case of Bukhash where you're not going to be Pasul. You're always going to be Pasul. The only question is, from when are you going to be Pasul? Are you going to be Pasul Lemafreya, or are you going to be Pasul Mikano Lahaba? So we say that if it's Eidus Achas, you're Pasul Lemafreya. If it's Eidus Acheres, you're only going to be Pasul Mikan Ulahaba. Yitzachein Ma'od, that we're going to have different criteria within Rav Huna and within Rav Chista. Namely, in the Havamina of the Gemara, the Gemara had a Havamina that according to Rav Huna, even in a case of Osa Edus, even in a case of Osa Edus, you're going to be kosher. The Havamina of the Gemara was that the moment you change your story, then you have a cheskas kashrus, you're going to be story. It's irrelevant that talking about the same chiyuv. Different story, you have a cheskas kashrus. Maskana of the Gemara, no. It depends on the chiyuvim. If it's a different chiyuv, then you're kasher. Zobaf neyatsum yida, zobaf neyatsum yida. If it's the same chiyuv but a different story, then you're not going to be. Namely, the question is in terms of are you going to be pasul, or are you not going to be pasul? Are we going to be mafil the cheskas kashrus, or are we going to say the yeruchsa kafran in terms of this particular chiyuv? Masha'enkein, in terms of Rav Chista is saying it's not a question you're going to be pasul. You're going to be pasul be'oso edus, you're going to be pasul be'edus acheres. It's only a question of whether it's mikano lahaba or lemafreya. And there, how we're going to define edus achas and edus acheres could be totally different. The fact that we're going to have a different story, that already could be viewed as, that already can be viewed as edus acheres, because it's a different story, or it can be viewed as edus achas, because it's the same chiyuv, but it's a different issue. The issue is not one of are you going to be pasul or not, but from when are you going to be pasul. So the fact that over here the Gemara only reaches this conclusion that we have a distinction between edus achas, edus acheres, and the maskana, that's according to Rav Huna. According to Rav Huna, we had a havamina that as long as you have a different story, that's edus acheres. Maskana, even though it's a different story, if it's the same chiyuv, that's osa edus. That's within Rav Huna. However, within Rav Chista, you're going to be pasul under all conditions. The only question is, are you going to be pasul mikan o lahab or lemafreya? Even in the Havamina of the Gemara could distinguish between Eidus Achas and Eidus Acheres and say a different story in the same chiyuv is going to be lemafreya. If you deal with a different case, that's going to be mikan o lahab. Namely, the two don't necessarily have to link together. We're dealing with two different issues. You can be dealing with the same distinction, but in issue A, it'll be viewed as Eidus Achas. In issue B, it'll be viewed as Eidus Acheres. So within the Havamina, within Rav Huna, we're going to view this as Eidus Acheres, a different story. But within Rav Chista, it will be viewed as Eidus Achas, because it's the same Chiyuv. And the same Chiyuv is going to bring about Ipsul Ivlin Mafreya. Yes?
Isn't the distinction the Rivai is making totally independent of the question of Mikan Laman with Mafreya? That question is only as to whether he's going to be puzzled or suffering puzzled from the moment that he gave the edus of Chazak or the moment
yes.
that he was Hukash.
Yeah, right.
It's not a question of whether we're going to go back to even before the edus he gave, which was Hukash. And now he's just saying, well, the separate question is when we're going to go back and puzzle that, not to puzzle as an aid, but the testimony he gave was Hukash by Chazak. And now the question, are we going to group together also the other edus, which is part of that one Agada?
As I understand, you're saying over here, it's not a question in terms, at this point of the Gemara, in terms of whether the Eid is possible, but as to whether the Eidus is batel.
Even if you hold by a Kash on the Kanul Abba Nifsa, you could still make this distinction between
Yes, but then that's more in the line of the Ramban. That's what the Ramban basically does. The Toch Kedei Dibur is saying that we don't care when the Psul comes about, but over here we have an Eidus Shabbatel Miksasa Batel Kuo Kasa Toch Kedei Dibur. Then you don't have to come on to the distinction between, he does say over here that it's tre mile the ageneva de lo itzum kevan de lahabahu nifsal. He uses the phrase kevan de lahabahu nifsal. He wants to link it in that the edus is only going to be batel if he's going to be a puzzle.
So even by a kasha, the only reason why he's puzzled is because he's viewing the two parts of the edus as really one edus. Really, he's also hukkash on the other.
Right. Okay, I think we're both saying the same thing, but with different terminology. Okay, that's what we're saying. In other words, that according to Rav Chista, barur that we have a psul of edus. That's not a question. We don't have a psul of edus. Question is how to view this current Haggadah. Do we view it as one unit or do we view it as two units? And that is a different issue than the one that Rav Huna is dealing with later on. It's the same typology of distinction, but in a different context. Okay, so we finished over here the Tosfos on Amud Aleph. Moving over to Amud Beis, Zobov Shneyatzim Me'ida, Tosfos asks the question, Tema. We have Eidus Mukreshes. The Eidus Mukreshes comes that the two sets of Eidim come to Beis Din one after the other. If they come to Beis Din one after the other, Nihimninu Lebasroi B'migo Di'boi Pasleninu Lekamoi V'gazlenusa. The second set of Eidim always has a migo. In other words, rather than being makrish the first set of Eidim and bringing up an issue of Safek, who we're going to believe, they could have said the first set of Eidim were Gazlanim, namely that their Eidim, the first set of Eidim, are Balei Davar. On that we believe the second set totally. There's no issue over here. And then they would have been believed. So believe them also on the Hakrasha, because they could have been posel the first set be Gazlanusa. That's again the question that all the Rishonim ask. And Tosfos over here offers three answers. But first Tosfos simply knocks off another option. Umi b'migo di boy mezamelei, in other words, that the migo that they could have been mezim the first cut, lekel himninu di yireim lahaziman pen yuzumu gamheim. Namely, that the world of migo is limited. What over here is the issue? Why wouldn't they be believed in a migo de hazama? Why only a migo de gazlanusa? Within the nature of migo. So this is what's called the migo de ha'oza. Something that is true, that it's an option. They could have used that option. But to use that option requires a lot of chutzpah, because it can backfire. It can blow up in their faces. In other words, it can make their situation worse rather than better. They're not going to use such an option. And if an option is on the book, but people would be afraid to use it, we're not going to view that as amigo. That's called amigo de ha'aza. What we pointed out as to whether amigo de he'aza is valid or not could very much well depend as to the chakira of Rav Elchanan. Is migo an issue of birur, that if I wanted to lie, I would have lied better? Or is migo an issue of koach ha'ta'ana, that it's a din within Beis Din, that Beis Din will take the ne'emonas from any taina which is on the table and apply it to that which is being nitan. Migo de he'aza clearly undermines birur. In other words, I wouldn't have lied. In other words, if I wanted to lie, I would have said something different. Mapitom, I wouldn't have said that something different. I didn't want it to blow up in my face. Migo de ha'aza is not the fact that I didn't use that other taina is not because I'm telling the truth. It's because I would be afraid to use such a lie. Masha'enkin, koach ha'tana, it's already an open question as to whether we would have a limitation on migo de ha'aza. So Tosfos over here in the Mihu says that migo de ha'aza doesn't get off the ground. But being passeling the first ones because lanusa, that's not amigo de ha'asa. That won't blow up in their faces. There's nothing's going. Even if it turns out that they were wrong, nothing's going to happen to them. It's not the question that they're going to be chayav now kasher zama. So Tosfos then goes ahead and gives. I was wondering about the number because we have over here a maharsha who's mochek the word va'od. But since we have over here a Tosfos harash. And who has the word va'od, and the Ramban, when it quotes Tosfos, it quotes with the word va'od. So, well, let's put the word va'od back in, because really we have over here three different teirutz. V'nir Ali, the migo makom edim lo amrinon, A. Va'od, the migo yuchal osayim yoser mishnei edim, vafilu hayu imohen meya edim, ein ne'mon betrei kameya. Va'od amari, delo shayach migo dein da shneihem shaveh, So we have over here on the migo of Pasunu de Gazlanusa, Tosfos over here neutralizes this migo for three different reasons. A, it's a migo makom edim. B, it's a migo which is not going to add any ne'emanus. And C, it's a problem of migo bebeitre lo amrina. We only see a migo for one individual. We don't say amigo for two or more individuals. Okay, let's try just go take each one of these step by step. Migo makom edim lo amrinan. This is a statement of Abaye. Amar Abaye, ma'al shakir makom edim lo amrinan. So over here, what over here was the havamina of the Rishonim? If Rabbi already said Migo Mokam Eidim Lo Amrinan, and what over here is the maskana of Tosfos, that this is Abaye. What's the issue of Migo Mokam Eidim? Yes.
Usually it's the Baal Din, Baal Din Eidim, and here it's two other Eidim.
Okay. So when we have a Baal Din who makes a Taina, and this Taina is contradicted by Eidim, then we don't apply a Migo for that Baal Din. We can only apply amigo if the taina that he says is not contradicted by Edim. It may not win, but it's not contradicted by Edim. But if his taina is contradicted by Edim, we're not going to build amigo to help him in this area. Okay, that's the general din. That's what Abaye told Rabbah. How can you say, Iboy Amar Minoch Zvinte Vachalte Shnei Chazaka? He had claimed it belonged to his fathers. We have Edom that have belonged to the father of the other party. So we have Edom against his Taina. We have Edom against his Taina. We're not going to apply Migo. Chor, if we have over here Beferish Gemara, why would Tosus ask the question and then give an answer? This is Abaye. In other words, what over here is unique about this situation? Migo b'makom edim lo amrinan. So what Ari mentioned, that perhaps over here the issue is that we're dealing with a migo of edim. That we're dealing with a migo of edim, the fact that there are another set of edim creates a situation of treyu trey. When we have edim against the Baal Davar, then it's a knockout. Then one side wins, one side loses. So we don't apply amigo to overturn the apple cart. And the amigo in the case of amigo makom edim that we're dealing with in the Gemara, had without amigo the fellow loses. With amigo he would win. That we don't say. We don't overturn edus via amigo. Ma'ashen came by us. It's not a question of had we not had the Migo, in other words, one side would have won, and with the Migo, the other side is now going to win. Without the Migo, we would have had a treyu trey. And the Migo is now going to, and the Migo is now going to be machriya. In other words, it's not overturning the apple cart. We had a neutral situation, we had a standoff, and the Migo will be machriya. Kamash Mohan tells us that even in this case, Migo makam edim lo amrinam. Maybe. Another option? Any other options as to what the chiddush is over here? I mean, if we have, why Tosfos asked the question in the first place? It's a favor of Gemara. Okay, so let's stick with Ari's option. That's one issue. So we have over here that the moment that the Edim are contradicted by Edim, and then we can't apply Migo. Migo doesn't get off the ground in a place which is where it would override the other edim. Va'od migo lo yuchal l'sayam yoser mishnei edim. Va'afilu hayu imahem meya edim ein ne'emonim detrei kemeya. What over here is Tosfos saying? What is this second teretz? The first teretz was we can't apply amigo if we're contradicted by edim. Over here, what do we want to say? We can't apply amigo.
The only thing amigo does is add nemanus, and here the edim already have maximum nemanus.
We don't apply amigo to support edim. That the amigo is not going to change the equation. Let's even assume that amigo would have the power of two edim. We saw such a lashon in the Gemara that amigo is kebetre. Let's say Migo is like two Edom. So we have two against two. Now we had another two Edom to one side. So we have two against four. The same issue that we had with two against two, we have with two against four, Trey Kameya. Namely, the Migo is not going to change the Psak of Bezdin one way or another. We have already maxed out in the world of Edom. And so the Migo is not going to add anything. Even if it were to add the Nenemonis of Edom, that wouldn't change the equation at all. Yes?
We add the word "od" as soon as the second answer.
Yes.
How could you ever have how could you ever have a case where one of these answers, one of these answers would apply and the second one wouldn't? And the only, we're trying to say that maybe we can add Nidal to give the Eidim like a super Ne'eman. The only time we would need that is if they're against two other Eidim, otherwise they wouldn't be believed. So then once they're against other Eidim, we have, we still have the original problem, Nidal from Malcolm Eidim.
No, let's say for example, we have a Migo, we have two Eidim against the Hodas Baal Din. So Hodas Baal Din, Kameya Eidim Dom, he would say it goes beyond Meya Eidim. So then, already, in other words, we wouldn't, Migo Mokom Eidim Lo Amrina, but we could still say that maybe in that situation that the super Nem on us would override the Hodas Baal Din. We do have something that overrides Eidim. Hodas Baal Din overrides Eidim. Maybe over here, if we have the Migo on the side of the Eidim, that combination would override a Hodas Baal Din. Maybe. Just offering you Esther Ukimta, giving you an Ukimta. Okay. The third Teretz of Tosfos, Oda Mari, de lo shayach Migo, de inda shnehem shave, umatz mashi yirtze ze liton lo yiton ze. Migo betray lo amrinan. This we already discussed, let's just review it. What over here, Lachora, is, at least according to Tosfos, the working assumption. What gives the ne'emanus to a migo, and how is that overridden by Beit Rei? Yoshua?
We were saying before that is a birur.
Yeah, look, again, we have a classic hakira of Rav Elchanan. Is migo a birur, or is migo a din of koach taina? So the birur would be, if I wanted to lie, I could have lied better. However, it also says that to say that two people would have thought creatively of the same lie, that already is pushing the limits very, very far. Why dafka would, you know, who says they would have thought of the same lie? And therefore, we can't apply the birur that since they didn't think of the same lie, the kanara they're telling the truth. By one person can always be creative. That two people should be creative to the same degree, that already, migo de trego amrina, masha enken. Had migo been a din of koach taina, then lechora might not mean if we're dealing with a migo for one person, for two people, for five people, might not mean that shouldn't be an issue. In other words, that over here Tosfos is assuming that migo is a din of birur. We already saw that this is a sheet of Tosfos back on Lamed Omer Aleph, where we dealt with the question of migo l'mafreya. The Tosfos says migo l'mafreya lo amrinan. Why? Because lo havi masika daite, that he wouldn't have known he needed to be creative in a certain area, and therefore there's no birur. The fact he didn't come up with a different taina is not because he's telling the truth, but he was unaware that there was a need to come up with a more creative taina. So over here also we have the you know Tosfos Lushitasa that we're dealing on the level on the level of birur as opposed to the world of koach taina. Okay, so we have over here then three answers in Tosfos. What the Ramban points out, the Ramban Alatar quotes Tosfos. What the Ramban points out is Lechora that there is an answer which would be sort of cutting the Gordian knot. You know, it's just take a knife and words that you don't have to, all these answers may be correct, but they're totally unnecessary. What answer could we give that would totally say that we have over here a klutz kasha? And it tells us the question, Tema Bein Ravuna Bein Rav Chista Nemnu Labasrei B'Migo. What does Ramban say? Why is this a klutz kasha? And what Tosfos is assuming, it's a good question, but we have answers. We have one answer, Migo Mokom Eidim Lo Amrina. We have another answer that the Migo would make it into a Trei Kameya, that's not going to help us. Third answer, Migo Bebei Trei Lo Amrina. Why, what would undermine the question, L'chatzchila?
Ne'eman Kameyam has to be on their own, they can't be helped by...
Migo doesn't apply to Eidim. Migo simply doesn't apply to Eidim. The world of Migo is the world of Bali Davar. It's not the world of Eidim. That's the Ramban's working assumption throughout Shas. That's the Ramban in Ksuvas and Daf Yutessim Adbeis. That's the Ramban by us. Migo doesn't apply to the realm of Eidim. Migo applies to the realm of Bali Davar. You can't ask a question why we shouldn't believe the second pair with the Migo, because Migo doesn't apply. The question is, why doesn't it apply? Why would Migo not apply to the world of Eidus? So theoretically, there could be two different reasons why Migo and Eidim would be incommensurate. Either it would be a problem in Migo or a problem in Eidim, right? In other words, that either it's an issue within Migo or it's an issue within Eidim. Now, what do you say? Let's try and work it through. You could say Migo simply doesn't get off the ground in terms of Edim. Why? Because we have an issue about Migo. What's the nature of Migo? Okay. Here, in 15 minutes. Yes?
I could have said something, but by Edim, until you say Edim is based on male rubber steps, and you haven't said it yet.
Sharper. You're on the right track. It's sharper, yes?
The English comes from your ears. It can't come from some sort of adoption state of head.
Clearly, but in other words, but we only know what they saw because of what they tell us. And so we're believing them in terms of what they told us. They could have come up with a different story, yes?
Migo. Okay.
So here we go back to the Rav Elchanan's Chakira. If Migo is a din in Koach Tana, Koach Tana only applies to a Baal Dover. A Baal Dover can be towing. Right? That's the nature, in other words, of a Baal Dover, that every Baal Dover has a degree of ne'emanus. His Taina is that which gives him ne'emanus. Certain Tanos are ne'eman, certain Tanos are not ne'eman. This could be what Eitan was meant, in other words, that Mashenkin, by Edim, it's a Haggadah, it's not a Taina. We're dealing with a different realm. Namely, Migo is the realm of apples, and this is the realm of oranges. There's no connection between the two. Were Migo to be a Biruer, which is Tosas's assumption, then we could raise the issue. Maybe this Biruer can help in the world of Edus. Edus is a world of Biruer, Migo is a world of Biruer. Maybe we can add one and one and get two. Maybe yes, maybe no. However, so maybe over here the issue of the Ramban is that he views Migo as a Koach Taina, and once you view Migo as a Koach Taina, then it doesn't get off the ground in the world of Edus. That's one option to understand the Ramban. What would be the other option, before we see the language of the Ramban, what would be the other option of understanding the Ramban? That's not an issue over here of the nature of Migo, it's an issue of the nature of Edus, namely, within the nature of Edus, yes?
Even the Nemonis of Migo is more of a stomach, but Edus has to be something that's absolutely clear.
Right. In other words, Edus has to stand on its own two feet. Language of the Torah, Shnayim o Shosha Edim, Yokum Dover. I'd say in an American court. So when before the Edim give their Edus, they have to swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Right? The fact that our Edim don't swear is not only because we don't want to make them take a Shvua. They're not allowed to confirm either that they're telling the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth. A Shvua is also a form of Ne'emanus. Either the Edus is going to be believed or not going to be believed. The Shvua can't add anything to the Edus. A Shvua, again, like the Migo, according to the Koach Taina, is a Din in Baal Dover. A Baal Dover takes the Shvua to give him Ne'emanus. An Edus, either if he's going to be believed without the Shvua. If he needs the Shvua, it means he's not going to be. It means that he doesn't have the Nemonis to begin with. It's not going to be Edus. So just like a Shvua is irrelevant to Edus, Migo is irrelevant to Edus. Even had Edus been a Biruer, even had Edus been in the same realm of, even had Migo been in the same realm of Edus, as opposed to other areas where we can combine Ne'emanuyot, We have a Shvua, we have a Migo, we have a Oda, a Chule. Over here, by Edus, either it's going to be 100% or zero. There's no such thing as a 90% Edus, a 50% Edus, that we're going to add the Migo to and create 100%. Doesn't go that way. So we have two options of how to understand the Ramban. Either the Ramban says that, the Ramban says black and white, that Migo and Edus don't go together. The question is why? Is it because of the nature of Migo or because of the nature of Edus? So the Ramban by us uses the Lashon Yesh Makshin Amaygo Marinan Basroi B'Migo V'Lav Kushyahu She'ein Omer Migo Be'edim L'Ha'aminan Yoser Mima She'emina Torah Mishum Migo V'Lo Nomar Migo Be'edim Ela. In other words, to remove side issues, to remove a chashash nogeya bedavar, to remove a problem of choseru magid. Perhaps we can bring in a migo to remove side issues, but not to give the basic ne'emonis. Then he brings in va'od, the problem of migo makom edim va'od, In other words, the question of Migo Betray, etc. Then he brings in the Tosfos. The Ramban in Ksuvus uses the Lashon V'ein Tzarech Okach, you don't have to come out Tosfos as Terutzim, the Eidim Lo Mehemne Mishum Migo, the I Mitoras Eidus Lo Mehemne B'din Migo Lo Mehamninan Lohu, Shelo He'eminum Torah B'kach. What does it appear from the language of the Ramban? Is this an issue of the nature of Migo or the nature of Eidus? I think so. The Ramban by us is is sort of open. Ein Omer Migo be'edim la'amin on Yosim Mashamina Torah Mishum Migo. That the Migo is not going to increase their ne'emonos. That could be because Migo is a din in Kolach Tainah. So the Ramban by us is not Mukhra. But the language of the Ramban in Ksuvas, the I mitoras edus lo mehemne, b'din migo lo mehemden luhu, shelo he'eminam Torah bekach, that appears to be that over here, edus, it has to stand on its own. If the edus can't stand on its own, because it's an edus mukheshes, nothing is going to help it coming in from the outside. Okay? So we have then over here a basic machlokes between the Ramban and Tosfos. Tosfos, l'shitato, that Migo is a biruer. He assumes that once it's a biruer, it can fit into the world of Eidus, and then we have to come on to a technical issue. Migo makom Eidim, Migo trei kameya, Migo betrei lo amrina. The Ramban can hold theoretically one of two things. Either Bichlal Migo is a din of koach taina, and therefore doesn't apply to Eidus, or he will agree with Tosfos that Migo is a din of biruer, but the nature of Eidus is that in b'toras edus lo mehemninan, then there's no such thing as a super edus. Edus is a super edus. Al pishnayim l'shlosh edim, yokum davar, edus either stands on its own or doesn't stand at all. Okay, that I think basically concludes over here the sugya of... What? I'm sorry, yes?
Why does the Ramban say that in the case when there's a negia to the edim, that Migo could in fact come in?
That, in other words, the Nagia is a side issue. In other words, so the Migo can remove side issues. Migo can remove side issues, but it doesn't, I mean, it would be neater, certainly, if we didn't have, Migo at all in Edim. But even what Push tells us is that we do find Migo in the realm of Edim, in terms of Nogea Badavres, but the Ramban doesn't view that as their Ikar Ne'amonis. Okay. Next Tosfos is, over here, in what you're dealing with a psul haguf, so they have no cheskas kashrus. That's pretty obvious. Third Tosfos we already saw. Okay, so this brings us up to the sugya of zilusa de bedina. So we'll begin bli neder the sugya on Yom Rishon. I mentioned that I'd like you to see the Gemara until the two dots with the Rashbam. Then afterwards, to look at the Ritva over here on Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, then to see the Tosfos one by one, and there is also one other Rishon that I'd like you to see on the Sugya. I don't know if it's in the Kovetz. I'll focus that at the Ravon over here has a short ket on the Sugya, which is Omer Dorsheni. So we'll look at the Ravon on the Sugya. And then when we get to the issue of Ma'alin Lekahuna Al Pi Eid Echad, the Sugya on Daf Lamed Beis Omer Aleph, I'd like you to see two Rishonim, the Rambam in Hilchos Isurei Via, in the beginning of Perek Chaf. It would pay to go through the first four halachos of the Rambam, Perek Chaf, Halacha Aleph through Dalet, and the Ran in Ksuvas, who disagrees with the Rambam. The Ran is on the Rif in Ksuvas. It's on Daf Yud of the pages of the Rif. You'll see he'll quote the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bia Perakof, and he'll disagree. We'll take it step by step. It's not a difficult sugya, but it has to simply be broken down into pieces, and each piece to deal with it. Beseder, so we'll get as far as we'll get in Yitz Hashem on Yom Rishon. I think we can finish the sugi already by next Yom Revi'i. Beseder, okay. Those who took a bechina in Hilchos Shechita can remain here.